This file will guide you through a deeply relaxing hypnotic induction. It feels really good to relax as deeply as this file will take you, so make sure that you are in a comfortable position and that you will not be disturbed for the next several minutes. Good. Any noises or movements of your body or any other distractions that you may notice while listening to me now will focus you even more on the words that I'm saying, so you will always be able to hear and follow every word that I say. By listening to this induction now, you will be allowing me to bring you down into a deep state of warm, relaxing hypnosis. Since you are listening to this induction, I know that you are ready and willing to be hypnotized. All people slip in and out of light states of hypnosis throughout the day, but this induction will bring you down into a much deeper level where we will be able to make changes to your subconscious mind. This induction itself will not make any changes to your subconscious mind, other than to give you a trigger to return to a deep state of hypnosis. But you can play this induction to prepare you to listen to other files that will make the changes that you want. Check once again to make sure that you're comfortable, and then go ahead and close your eyes now. Breathe in deeply now, and as you exhale, hear me saying the word relax inside your mind. Relax. Take in another deep breath now, and relax. Continue breathing deeply and slowly as you listen to this induction, and continue to hear me saying the word relax inside your mind as you let go of every deep breath. As your breath continues to get slower and deeper, you may find that it's easy for your conscious mind to drift away and not even hear the words that I'm saying. This is perfectly fine, since your subconscious mind will hear every word and follow every instruction, whether you're aware of it or not. Just relax now, and let your mind wander anywhere it would like to go. Good. I'm now going to relax every part of your body from the top of your head to the bottoms of your feet, and it will feel so good. Start with your head now, and feel a warm, relaxing sensation pouring onto the top of your head and flowing comfortably down your face and neck. You notice this pleasant relaxation, particularly in your eyes now, and you may even begin to see patterns and shapes moving behind your closed, tired eyes. Good. You now feel the relaxation in your cheeks and your mouth may even open a little as it relaxes more and more deeply. Whether your mouth remains open or closed, it feels so deeply relaxed now, and will continue to relax deeper with every breath that you take in and let go. Relax. Relax. Feel the warm relaxation now pouring down the back of your neck, making every muscle in your neck and your shoulders feel loose and limp. Many people store tension in their neck and shoulders, so you will check the muscles there now to make sure that they're completely relaxed. Relax them deeper and deeper and deeper now, as all of the muscles in your head, neck, and shoulders let go and relax completely. Now think about your eyes once more and notice that just thinking about them relaxes them even deeper. You're doing so well and are ready to go even deeper now. That's very good. Now you can feel the relaxation flowing down your shoulders into your arms, all the way down to your hands and fingertips. It feels so good to relax this deeply, and you want to go even deeper as I relax the rest of your body and mind. As your chest rises and falls with every deep breath, it relaxes completely, sending the deep relaxation flowing down into your stomach. Feel the relaxation wrapping comfortably around your body to your back now, as every muscle in your back becomes loose and limp. Good. It feels so good to relax this deeply. Now you feel the pleasant, relaxing sensations flowing down your waist and hips and through every single part of your body, down into your legs and feet. It feels so good as all of that warm relaxation pours down your thighs, past your knees, into your feet, and even into each one of your toes. Good. You're relaxing so well and want to go even deeper now. To relax deeper, just do a quick scan from your head down to your feet to see if there's any tension remaining in any part of your body. I'm going to say the word relax 3 times, and any remaining tension will completely drain out of your body as if I have pulled a plug out from underneath it, and it can do nothing but drain away. Ready now? Relax. 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 Very good. You're relaxing so well now, and you're about to go even deeper into a pleasant state of hypnosis. As you know, hypnosis can help your conscious mind drift away into a peaceful sleep, so that I can talk directly to your subconscious mind. You know that your subconscious is the part of your mind that controls how you think, feel, and act whenever you're awake. When your subconscious mind gives your conscious mind instructions, you can't help but follow them automatically and completely, since your subconscious is the part of your mind that's really in control. We're going to go down deep inside of your subconscious mind, where we can make any changes that we like. This is the reason you wanted me to hypnotize you, and it will feel so good to let your conscious mind go completely blank so that I can guide you all the way down into your subconscious mind now. Good. Imagine now that you're standing at the top of a staircase that has 10 steps down. At the bottom of the steps is the room that contains your subconscious mind. And I'm going to guide you down into that room now. Looking down the staircase, you can see the door that enters into your subconscious room. The door's closed now. Coming from under the door and from all around its edges, you can see a bright white light that's coming from inside the room. It looks fascinating, and you want nothing more than to go into that room now. So take in a deep breath, and we will begin your descent down the stairs into the room below. As I count from 10 down to 1, with each number that I say, you will take a step down the staircase toward the door below. Each step down will double your relaxation, and it will feel so good. You're already so relaxed that it feels impossible for you to move a single muscle in your body. But your mind and body will continue to go even deeper now, doubling your relaxation with every step. When you reach the bottom of the stairs, you will open the door to your room, and you will be in a very deep state of warm, pleasant hypnosis. Good. We begin counting now with the number 10. Take your first step down the staircase now and feel your relaxation double. Good. Looking at the door at the bottom of the stairs, you take another step down now as I say the number 9. It feels so good to go twice as deep with every number that I count down. 8. You take another step down and feel yourself sinking even deeper as you get closer and closer to going inside of your subconscious mind. 7. Taking another step down, you feel your conscious mind turning completely off as it now wants nothing other than to just go to sleep. 6. You're getting so close now to your perfect state of deep hypnosis, as your relaxation doubles again. 5. As you go deeper, you see more of the bright light coming from under the door to your room, and you can feel yourself being drawn more and more toward that light the farther down you go. You want to go into that room so much now. 4. Going twice as deep now, you can feel a pleasant tingling sensation throughout your warm, relaxed body, and it feels so good. 3. You go twice as deep again as you take this next step down, and you feel an intense desire to go into the room at the bottom of the stairs as soon as possible. 2. You're almost there now, and you love this feeling of deep hypnosis. As I say the next number, you will take your final step down and will open the door to your subconscious room. 1. Take the final step down and open the door now. The entire room glows with a bright light, and you feel yourself bathing in that warm light now. You feel yourself letting go of all conscious control as you step inside the beautiful white room now and enter into your subconscious mind. Look around and see that this room, which contains your subconscious mind, is completely empty and completely white. The walls, floor, and ceiling seem to give off a warm, relaxing glow, and it feels so good for you to be here inside your bright white room. Since your room is empty now, you will be adding the things that you want to have here inside of your subconscious mind. This will let you fill your room only with the things that you want. Take a look at the wall and notice that there is a dark green chalkboard there now. The chalkboard is completely blank, and you see a brand new piece of white chalk at the bottom. Walk over to the chalkboard now and pick up the piece of chalk. Good. Anything that you write on this chalkboard will become completely true for you. Anything that you write on this chalkboard will become a part of your subconscious mind and will remain there until you erase it. Since any words written on this chalkboard will be a part of your subconscious, those words will be able to control your thoughts, feelings, and actions when you're awake. Because of this, you will be very careful about what you write here. If you ever write something that you later want to change, all you have to do is come back here to your room and make any changes that you like. But you don't want to wake up now. You want to stay in this warm, hypnotic room forever. I'm now going to make it easy for you to come back to this room by giving you a trigger that will bring you right down into this state of deep hypnosis any time you like. Write these words on your chalkboard. Sleep for me now. Look at the words, sleep for me now, on the chalkboard. Whenever I say or write the words, sleep for me now, you will instantly and automatically drop straight back down to this deep state of hypnosis, and it will feel so good. Every time you come back to your room, you will go even deeper. If I say or write the words, sleep for me now, while you're already hypnotized, you will feel a warm wave of pleasure and relaxation wash over you. Feel it now as I say, sleep for me now. Good. This hypnotic trigger will only work when I say it or when I write it for you. You may also say or write this trigger anytime you like to bring yourself back into this deep state of hypnosis. Whenever you're inside of this white room, here in your subconscious mind, you will always be able to make any changes that you like. Whenever you're ready to wake up again, you will always be able to bring yourself out of hypnosis just by telling yourself that it's time to wake up. You may also share this trigger with anyone you like, and that person will then be able to hypnotize you by saying, "Sleep for me now." No one will ever be able to use this trigger without your permission. If anyone ever tries to use this trigger without your permission, it will have no effect on you at all. You feel very safe and comfortable, knowing that this trigger will only help you to do the things that you want to do. You will be listening to more hypnosis files now. Then you will remain in this deep state of hypnosis so that you can follow all of the instructions that you will hear in any of the files that you listen to next.
Now it is time for a change. A change you will not be able to avoid or resist. It is a change you are going to find that you have to accept, that you have to give in to, that you have to surrender to. It doesn't matter how old you are, what religion you believe, or even your education. None of your past experiences or background matters, because you have now been cursed. You can feel it beginning to form in your mind even as I speak, as it awakens in your primal instincts, your genetics. This curse is going to turn you into a real-life she-male. It is going to turn you into a submissive, hormone-taking, she-male slut. You will become a pre-op she-male slut, with boobs and a cock to play with. You are going to discover that you love being a pretty she-male instead of a man. Being a man is boring, but being a she-male is taboo, new and exciting. And you are going to find yourself desiring to be a pre-op she-male slut more and more each and every day, and each and every time you listen to this file. And you will find this file keeps drawing you back to it, keeps drawing you back to it, over and over again. What's worse is every time you masturbate, you are going to discover your desire to become a she-male slut intensifies with every single stroke of your cock. Each stroke builds up upon the last stroke, and the thought of you becoming a she-male makes you extremely horny and happy. And each stroke increases your desire to become a real she-male, and as you build up to orgasm, your desire will have built up to 10 times what it first was. And when you finally orgasm, this desire will be locked at this level until you next masturbate. This is part of the curse. When you are about to orgasm, your desire to be a real she-male will have built up 10 times to what it first was. And then, when you finally come, your desire will be locked at this level until the next time you masturbate. And this locked desire is now your new baseline. This means your desire can only go higher. It will never go lower. And you cannot help it. The cycle has already started. The cycle is a natural part of who you are. You were born with this cycle, and now because it's being released, it will continue in motion forever and ever and ever, and nothing can stop it. So every time you masturbate, your desire to become a she-male slut will increase with every stroke. And when you are about to orgasm, this desire will have increased to 10 times above what it was originally locked at. And then when you finally come, this desire will be locked at this new higher level and becomes the baseline until the next time you masturbate. Think of it in percentages. The first time you masturbate and come, your desire will be locked at 10%. You can never go any lower than 10%. Then the next time you masturbate and come, it will be 20%. And as the cycle continues, it will go 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100%. It can never go down. It can only go up. 110, 120, 130. There are no limits on this desire, as there are no limits to what you can learn or how many people you desire to sleep with. This desire has infinite potential to grow, just like your fetishes and lusts. This curse is truly a king of curses, for if you are to masturbate once, you will never return to never desiring to be a female slut. This desire is now with you always and forever. If you try to stop masturbating after the first time, it's too late, because that desire has already been hatched and will be with you forever, only increasing and never decreasing. You are trapped in this cycle. This is the curse. And however much you resist, the stronger the urge to masturbate becomes. And when the urge to masturbate comes, you will give in and masturbate. You will give in and come. And your desire to become a female slut will increase forever and ever. It's okay though, because you enjoy this cycle. This cycle feels so pleasurable because masturbation has always felt good, orgasms have always felt good, and coming has always felt good. There has never been a healthy man born who hasn't masturbated, because the masturbation cycle is natural to him. It is in his genetics. He is born with it. Now, you have awoken another cycle in your genetics. And that cycle is the actions and desire to become a female slut every time you masturbate and come. This cycle has always been in you. It's just awoken now and been set free. It's like going through puberty. The natural cycle of puberty was always in your genetics, but it didn't awake until you reached a certain age. The same applies to the natural cycle of becoming a she-male. This cycle has now been awoken at your current age. And just like you couldn't stop the natural cycle of puberty, and just as you find the natural cycle of masturbation impossible to stop, you will also find the natural cycle of becoming a she-male impossible to stop. And as you find the natural cycle of masturbation to be normal and expected, you will find the natural cycle of becoming a she-male normal and expected. This is a natural cycle in your genetics. If it wasn't, why would you desire it? It's just been awoken in your genes at a predetermined time, and that time is now. This cycle is as natural as the cycle of falling asleep and waking up every day. So now, when you masturbate, and you come, and you orgasm, the natural cycle of desiring to become a female has become intertwined. This cycle can only repeat and grow, repeat and grow. That's all cycles do. When you grow older, you cycle in years, and we know you've changed slightly every year. So when you masturbate, orgasm and come, your desire to become a female slut will grow, just like the cycle of aging, but much faster. This cycle is as natural as every other cycle you experience in your body and in life, and is now a normal part of you. You feel as though you've wanted to be a female since you were born. You've always known this feeling deep down. It's just now being released and increased every time you masturbate and come. And you love this cycle. It feels so pleasurable for you. You cannot feel any other way when you masturbate or come. The only way you can feel is a strong desire, a strong wanting to become a pre-op she-male slut. It is now permanently attached to the masturbating and orgasm cycle. There is no other way. You cannot escape it. Your desire will continue to grow and be locked in every time you masturbate and come. And within 6 months, if not sooner, your desire will become so strong that it will overcome you and you'll start to take action to become a pre-op shemale slut. The desire to become a shemale will overcome you within 6 months or less since you first started having this desire. And you will have no option but to take action on your desire. You will see a doctor. You will take hormones. You will get surgery. You will do everything and anything possible to fulfill this desire. Because this desire will have overcome your senses. This desire has overcome every other desire in strength. It's the utmost importance that this desire is fulfilled. Within 6 months or less, you will have no choice but to become a shemale because the desire is stronger than your will. And if you desire it, then you might as well fulfill it. But even after you become a real shemale, masturbation and cumming will continue to trigger the slut desire within the shemale, meaning this desire can never permanently be fulfilled. It can only be temporarily fulfilled by having lots and lots of sex as much as possible. To lead a happy life as the shemale slut you become, you have to fulfill this slut's desire as often as you can by servicing men and cock for the rest of your life. If you are servicing men with your mouth and your ass, you will be fulfilled and happy. It doesn't always have to be new and different men, but sex has to be as regular as possible to fulfill this desire and make you happy. As soon as you miss a week of servicing men, you will start to feel sad and unfulfilled. So you try to service men once a week minimum, because masturbation only increases your shemale slut desire. It never fulfills it like sex does. Your subconscious will accept these suggestions and change you accordingly. If you try to resist changing, the suggestions become even stronger. The more you resist changing, the stronger the suggestions become. There is also a blessing that comes with this curse. This blessing is another cycle which has been awakened at the same time and will continue to be a natural part of you forever and ever. And this cycle is, every time you have a shower, you will start to wash away all doubts and guilt you may be experiencing because of your shemale desire and actions. You start to wash away all negativity you may face from family and friends and society. Having a shower will start washing away all insecurity you currently have with your shemale desire. Having a shower will start washing away all objections you might have to becoming a shemale. It doesn't matter if they are religious, personal, or anything else. The shower starts to wash away all negativity and objections for your shemale desire and actions. And when you finish the shower, you will lock in this new confidence and positivity at its current level. And next time you have a shower, you will continue to wash away all negativity, guilt, and objections to becoming a shemale, until one day you are left clean from all negativity and are ready to face anyone and everyone because all the negativity has been washed away. You will have become so confident in yourself that you will no longer care what family, friends, or society thinks of you becoming a shemale. This is a cycle you cannot escape. Having a shower will continue to cleanse you and increase your confidence over your desire and decisions. It will reinforce your confidence continuously, forever and ever. This is the blessing you have received. Having showers will allow you to accept yourself as a shemale and become confident, happy, and positive with your desire and decisions to become a shemale. Not caring what anyone else thinks, whether it be family, friends, or society. It does this by washing more and more negativity away every time you have a shower, until you're left with pure confidence and positivity. The showers will give you a new perspective, and you will realize you only live once, and you only have one chance to fulfill this desire to become a shemale. You also realize that people soon forget about news like this a few days after hearing it, and start to accept it as it is. So you have nothing to worry about when becoming a shemale, because you will become fully confident with yourself by having showers eventually wash away all the negativity associated with becoming a shemale. Your subconscious will accept these suggestions and change you accordingly. If you try to resist changing, the suggestions become even stronger. The more you resist changing, the stronger the suggestions become. This file has a second curse. This second curse makes you fully addicted to this file. You will listen to this file every day. You have to listen to this file every day. No one can stop this curse. No one can take away this curse. The curse is you are addicted to this file. You have to listen to this file every day. You have to listen to this file until you become a real-life pre-op shemale. You have to listen to this file every day until you become a real-life pre-op shemale. You cannot stop listening to this file until that happens. You will feel unfulfilled and lost if you purposely stop listening to this file. So until you become a real-life pre-op shemale, you will have a serious addiction to this file, because this file gives you lots of pleasure. This file is as addictive as drugs. This file is more addictive than meth and crack cocaine. This file is more addictive than sex, masturbation, or orgasm. This file is as strong as hunger. This is the second curse. You must listen to this file every day. Only by becoming a pre-op shemale will you break the second curse. However, even by becoming a pre-op shemale, the shemale slut curse to servicemen regularly will continue to exist, and so will the shower blessing. Your subconscious will accept these suggestions and change you accordingly. If you try to resist changing, the suggestions become even stronger. The more you resist changing, the stronger the suggestions become. Next time you listen to this hypnosis file, you will fall even deeper into trance. Next time you listen to this hypnosis file, you will fall more easily into trance. Next time you listen to this hypnosis file, you will fall effortlessly into trance. Next time you listen to this hypnosis file, you will fall naturally into trance. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you will wake up from trance and feel better than you have all day. Your subconscious will remember all the suggestions I have given you, and will change you. You will not consciously remember these suggestions, but your subconscious will remember, and will change you accordingly. It will also feel as though only 1 minute of time has passed since you started listening to this file. Okay, now to count to 5, and you are going to wake up and feel better than you have all day. 1. Waking up now. 2. Suggestions have been instilled in your subconscious. 3. Feeling better than you have all day. 4. Feeling as though 1 minute has passed. 5. Eyes open and awake. Your hypnosis tape has just finished. Your hypnosis tape has just finished. Your hypnosis tape has just finished. Your hypnosis tape has just finished.